Blog Talk Radio.
Songs that we've started out and been playing, and welcome here to Living in the Psychic Realm Live. This is Psychic Jethro, and we are looking at a lot of information. Quickly, those of you who knew that we had a guest in tonight, took a little bit to going on, and we've had a lot of technical difficulties. Please stay with us. I thank everybody that's in the room. We're getting a lot of you guys getting bounced around, so just, you know, please type back in. We have had an experience that we are not going to be able to have our highly prized guest, Patty McLean. She has gotten with us, and she will do another time, so stay tuned, stay with us, and we'll talk to her when things are better in that arena. Looking at and welcome all of you that are calling in tonight. You're calling 773-897-6461. We do have a full room coming in. We also are going to be having Aurora Rose. I just spoke with her a little bit ago. she will be here tonight and telling us about her experience at the fair there in Kentucky. And she also got to talk to Chip Coffee and a few other really unique psychic events. Living in a psychic room is what we're doing, and starting out with it, we're going to go Psychics Gone Wild. So those of you who have been listening into my shows know that I have been saying both names, and for a reason. I want everyone to know nothing's changed. The only thing that we're doing different right now is we're putting a lot of more energy and a lot more intent into helping other people. So let's continue to do that by starting with 847. You're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you?
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. I want to thank you. You've gotten a hold of me on Roku, and now you've caught me back here on Blog Talk.
Right. It was actually, that other one, and then we got cut off because you ran out of time.
They give me half an hour, and it's so fast and busy there. I mean, they have over 42,000-plus listeners at any given time.
So thank you. And we were talking about my relationship with my sister, and then you didn't have time to finish. So I just want to see what else you did on that, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind. Not at all, Jill. That's what we're here to do. And we do, encourage all of you to make sure with these readings that you do go ahead and follow up. We give you these mini ones here. And I had a lot of people tell me that they really enjoy the Blog Talk, that they go from psychic to psychic, and that's great. But one thing I really do welcome you guys to go on our site on psychicsgonewild.com and check out the variety and all the work we do there to make sure you're getting in. Jill, you had talked to me about your sister, and I want you to give me not only your first name, but I want you to give me your date of birth.
Okay, my first name, Jill, and it's 12-17-60.
Okay, Jill, and I picked up your sister was having some other energies there. She was really working with you quite a bit of making sure that she had had some other problems there with you going on, and she was looking at her and her daughter. It seems like there's a problem with the two girls getting into stuff, and your sister is encouraging this?
No, actually, no, that was a friend, actually. This one is, it was a scapegoat, punching bag, whatever, in my family. I'm the youngest, and I don't talk to my other sister. Now, since my father has died, this sister hasn't really been involved. It's almost like she doesn't want to have anything to do with me since he died.
Okay, and see now, Jill, you see how much I've read for you. I had them mixed around there, so this is better to let the guides just show me what we've got, and you guys got to hear a real actual psychic trying to interpret instead of letting the guides do their work. What the guides are showing me is they show me that when you said sister, what I see is that this has been an intent for a while. She also is not just only bothered by you. She is not. These are not real things that have been bothering her for a while. One of the things they keep telling me is that she feels like you are pretty much been treated different than her, and this is like it's like get even time, and this is part of where you say punching bag, but the guides are telling me that she has been doing a verbal thing to you for quite a while.
And it's funny because really, what do you get? I'm the one that got abused in the family. She was neglected, but I was neglected and abused. She doesn't see that.
I think that what she's doing is that she's taking it out on the one closest, and she also has a lot of times you see this with people that are having violent issues or other things. They blame the people around who they felt could have. You took the abuse, and yet she's still feeling like you should have kept her out of it, even though you were being abused yourself.
Right.
That's what I get, and I do know that, Jill, what I really would recommend and what the guys are telling me is to do a lot of angel work with this. I would be putting together some a place, a time, and doing some white angels into it, prayer, and a little bit of also with the fact of you're turning a lot of this over in your hurt because you've grown, but I don't feel your sister has.
Right. It's like if I were to ask her what I did to her and have her write it down, I honestly don't think she could come up with anything. Do you? I mean, tell me the truth.
I agree, and I'll tell you the thing is that I also think that, you know, you're a very valued person, and I can feel with you and the energy that you've got going on here, Jill, that this is not only what we were trying to get at on the show when you came on Living in the Psychic Realm was, that's what I was feeling. I was trying to get the words out too a while ago, and they were showing me so much that was going on with you, is that she's also your sister having karma, and your karma together in this life is she feels that you own her.
I owe her.
Like the karma is came into this life that you and her together, and here she was getting abused, and now instead of doing the right thing in her mind and turning it over and letting it go, I mean, you could hold a lot of resentments to everyone too, but the thing that you realized is the person that hurt you was bad, the things that happened, but you've overcome it, and she's went and reverted back. She's blaming people around it.
Right.
So that's what I get, and I, you know, psychically what they're showing me and the energy with you is that I don't see, I see her still enjoying like you in misery. It's like she's still kind of paying you back. There's these little things that she's doing now is like her little petty way of making you uptight or feel bad about yourself.
Yes.
What I get a lot. I'm seeing that. I'm also seeing real strongly as things have been happening with her that she's not kidding anyone. She's there's some other things that she had thought she had set up for you, and it backfired on her. It also got her really set up into another game, and that was to be able to promote herself in what she wanted was to have her life handled, and she didn't do that.
Okay, have her life handled. What do you mean?
In the fact that she, you know, the grief, the crying, the anger, the emotions that have got to come out from the abuse, you've went through some of this. You can tell, Jill, that you have energy. But when you look inside, you've got not holes in there. You've got some healing. You've done some work. And you went on, and you didn't repeat the process. Your daughter is treated very well. You know?
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do feel that she's mentally, this is her way of paying the family back, like, because she can't, and what's she going to do? She couldn't pick her family. She had this karma in this life, and now she's back taking it out on you. She's building bad karma with you.
Yes, I agree. Will she ever see the light?
Anything
realize what she's doing?
We always say anything's possible with faith, but what I see in the future with it is I don't see her doing that. I see her really going through this negativity. I see the other part of it, and I see that she likes it. For her, she feeds on it. We always put prayer and we do the spiritual, but I see her really, her intent never really coming out of that.
Really? So where does that leave me then?
That leaves you really on a part there where you're having some other energies and some things going on that they're not able to get through with you. The guys are telling me that you're going to, in this life, you've got to turn it over, like I said, with those angel prayers, and you've got to be able to handle your end and let him take care of it, because the higher power, the creator, will take that energy and break it down. She may never stop some of her games with you, but at least it's not going to affect you, and the really better part of it is, you know, is you're not getting the karma built with her. It's going there in the energy, and it's, you know, it sounds terrible, but if it keeps her going, then it actually is not a good thing. We can't change her. We can only change ourselves.
Now, see, my other sister did a lot of things to her. She doesn't feel that way about her, does she?
I feel like that she basically don't. I think that she also feels like that she found out with you that she's like a little bit more than jealous. She feels like you, just because you overcame the thing, she resents that. She wants you to be in the same misery. You know, that misery loves company. You're not
right.
Reacting, so she's mad.
Okay.
You know, and I really, Jill, I wish you the best. I'm going to keep the prayers and the candles for you. If you get a chance, always do a guardian one or some, I feel some real light work like that would be real beneficial. It also would give you peace of mind where you need to cry some of this out on your own. This is horrible. She's your sibling, and the way she's doing you is not right. But it's not going to change anymore. Then we can change her. All we can do is turn it over to the higher power and the angels.
Thank you so, so much. I know there's a lot of people that love to talk to you. You're outstanding.
Thank you. That means a lot to me, Jill. And bless you. And call us again, and we will be here for you. And we love you. So, you know, as a sister in light, you've got us.
Thank you.
Thank you, and bless you, and we're going right into Living in the Realm tonight, and that's what we were doing talking there. That was a person that called in, has been on Psychics Gone Wild and Psychics Living in the Realm. I'm on Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Roku, those of you who have a box, or you can go on and type in A One is the number R for A1R Psychic Radio, and you can get it on your computer and listen in to Living in the Psychic Realm at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. It's really a lot of fun and a really good blast. I do welcome, and we have a lot of new people. Any of you guys who do enjoy that, and I want to thank you with the readings with us, please do put down, you know, that you get a hold of the supernaturalufo.com, and what they're doing is that we want you to make sure and let them know, you know, Peggy North, you know, that at newyorkgate@aol.com, that you do favor the show. Right now, Psychics Gone Wild is one of the top shows up there that has been asked with the Directory of Psychics, and we take that compliment very seriously. And the fact that we would like you to put down the ones you do like. You can pick up to 25 psychics. We are having a little experience here waiting on some of the other psychics, and that's the cool thing about being psychic is we know it all works out. We're going to go into, I have four numbers from this address, so I'm going to go ahead with the and give you a little bit more of the number. I have a 478-508.
Hello.
Hello, yes, it's you. You've got everybody in your state calling me tonight.
I know. We're popular. How are you tonight?
I'm really great. I want to thank you for calling. This is Psychic Jethro, and you are?
I'm Donna.
Hi, Donna. I welcome you. And due to time, I want you just to give me your name and date of birth, and then we'll go to a specific question. I'm feeling like, Donna, I feel like there's a little tears here with you.
Oh, not too bad. Anyway, my name is Donna, and my birth date's 11/1/64.
Okay. Not too bad, Donna, you say. I do think it's kind of bad. I think you're a toughie. I got to tease you. You know, I'm 11, birthday to 11/12. But what I get with you is I get that you're a very, very intriguing person, but I feel like there's a little bit of, the word is frustration I'm getting with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to know about my living situation. And what do you see with that?
And Donna, what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing has happened here is that you're in a position right now that things are working out really intense there. I feel like you need a change, and yet you're financially stuck where you are.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely worried about the money.
They're telling me this is kind of a rock between there. It's like having the finances and you'll get a different place and get yourself set. There's also I'm feeling like you said your living situation. Am I correct? You're living with some family or people right now? Because they're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm getting. And they're telling me, the angels and the guides, that you're also going through a really sad situation right now, Donna. That it's one of those places where you'd prefer to be doing things on your own. You're pretty much a stubborn person. You're just right now, you're right now in between. You've got some things happening in your life that are pretty, you know, going intense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel that really strong. I also am feeling a little bit of the sadness going on with you. I feel like, you know, going a little bit too. It's like there's something I keep feeling here. Can you talk to me a little bit and just give me a little bit of how you are there? And can I ask what state you're in?
Georgia.
Oh, excellent. Yay.
Mm-hmm. I'm in Warner Robins, Georgia.
Oh, very cool. Yay. Yeah, they're like the best people. We got some cool people up there, you know.
Yeah, it's just I feel like I'm ready for a move, and I know I need to anyway. It's actually really I do need to. And because there's been some changes and stuff, so, and I'm really thinking about moving with my daughter up, not with her, but up near her, and of course finances are a worry when you live on a fixed income. It's definitely a worry.
I feel that you're a very strong person. I'm gonna take my applaud you in the fact that I go a little tears. You're like, oh, not really that bad. Then you start telling me stuff, and I'm ready to cry. I'm like, would these people leave our daughter alone? It's just you've got some things happening there, and what I feel in the strength is that you're gonna be able to do the living situation. It's gonna change, but it's gonna take a little longer. And it is, you know, we're in such a Scorpios right now are going through transition. Our planet, which everyone knows that, you know, Mars and Pluto rule it. Mars right now is going backwards. I guess it got tired of all the times Mercury did it, and it decided to grab on. So it's doing that. And that causes us Scorpios to really be at odds. Anyone who knows Scorpios, we are waters who run deep. I mean, that's a polite way of saying what Scorpios are. And you can be the calmest Scorp or you can be the really intensest Scorp. No matter a Scorpio, whatever the energy is going, this Pluto. And so what it's doing is it's causing some of this odd and stressed and delayed. I do feel with you that you're going to be able to get out of the situation you're in, but they're telling me it's still going to be, it seems like it's going to be, you're wanting to move there. I see it taking a little bit longer than you expected, but they're telling me that if there's a reason that they're kind of keeping this set this way too. There's something else more than meets the eye, and I feel like you need to go and do the other place of the move, but yet their guides are keeping you here because you're serving, you're helping someone else that you're not even sure about what's going on with.
Okay, that sounds about right.
That's what I get, and I do see you going through it, and I see you also with your health. Their guides are saying that you've got to, you've got yourself in one of those positions where you're wanting to do some other stuff, and they said to go ahead, use your hands, do the other part of your work with clearing up stuff, but never let it get too much again. You've really got to start working on the fact of what you wanted to have happen, and that is that you were going through a lot of work and looking at things and trying to get it to happen, and I feel like that the guides are saying this time, don't let it get you all stressed out because, you know, mm-hmm. you've done this before.
Yeah.
Okay. You know? That's what I'm getting there, and I feel with that, and Donna, I thank you, and, you know, please get a hold of us. You get a chance that Psychic's gone.
Okay.
Well, we thank you and bless you, Donna, and we're going to keep it going on right here. It is our Georgia Night. We're going to start doing a few little tunes here because we're going to the next number, and it's also a 478-216. Hi, this is familiar. How are you doing?
Hey, Jethro.
Hey, how are you, Wanda?
Good. You recognize my voice, huh?
I recognize your voice and all that energy. We needed that.
Oh, yeah.
Did you listen to the show when we had Joy Harjo on, the Native American writer, singer, and saxophone player that won the NAMI, the Native American award winning for her saxophone music?
Am I aware of her?
I was wondering if you heard the show. I thought of you. I know how you are Native American too, like me. And I went, she was on, and it was like phenomenal. I mean, she was just like you. That energy was just like, wow. And I'm like, you know.
See, I know everybody? I tried to get on last night, and it was just a lot of technical difficulties everywhere. So I thought, well, he's going to laugh because here I am again, technical difficulties.
I wasn't on last night neither. They need us. They don't want us, but they need us, Wanda.
As hard as I tried, everywhere I went, I was like, well, I guess it's not supposed to happen till tonight. Well, I just wanted to talk to you and finish your book. It was great.
Thank you.
And wanted to see what you saw for me in the future, in the near time.
Sure. I feel like you're going through some other energy right now. You know, we were just talking about the birthdays and the different planets and the transition. Now, tell us your birth date, Wanda.
October 17th, 59.
Okay, so a Libra. Now you're going to be having a happy birthday coming up here, and we've got some energy happening with you too. That right at the time that, you know, 2 days before your birthday in transition, Pluto goes back into shape and starts going where it's supposed to. So as we're looking at this, and we're also looking at the other energy of what you've been developing, is as the guides are telling me, Wanda, that what I see for your future is I see it starting to be a little better. Your health is going through a little bit of a shift right now. You're not feeling you're up to yourself. And I see you kind of fighting a little bit, and you don't want to be grumpy, but honestly, you're not feeling real good. It's hard to be real happy, and you're just positive, ornery Wanda, when you got things bothering you.
Yeah, that has been happening.
But I'm feeling the angels are telling me that it's gonna alleviate a little bit here as we get into next week. And this has been a chaotic week. We were joking about last night's show. I know a lot of you guys were trying to get in. I apologize. Kelly told me it was out of here. It was just you couldn't get in the show. You couldn't out. They kept clicking you off, and it's been like that. We're really working with it. Blog Talk said they had 278 shows that had problems last night that got knocked around. It's the energy.
I just thought it was me. I was trying to go everywhere.
You just thought you were grounded.
I thought, well, it's not my day.
Wanda, we said we told you to be good in Georgia, but you couldn't. We had to.
I was trying, but yeah, I have been having some health issues, some pain, and I just try to block it out, and like you said, it makes you grumpy, but you have to keep going, and it is kind of hard.
I feel that this is going to go through. We're going to get through this, and there's where we need this support. I thank all of you guys who follow our show on that right-hand corner. Make sure you click on it. Keep up with us. We've got a lot of fun. We got tonight would have been Patty McLean. She's a little under the weather. She'll be back. We're looking forward to that. Those of you who know, she wrote The Cosmic Conspiracy, phenomenal psychic. She let us know, she was a real trooper going to come on at the last minute, was not feeling well. We're looking at having her back on. She has on so a lot of specials, those of you who've kept track of it. We've got Aurora. And so whatever we get through did. And Wanda, I thank you, because I've noticed every time they all get stressed like this, every time Wanda and me end up talking together.
I don't know what it is. It's just a trying thing. I don't know. But, it seems like this went to my time to call in. But, well, thank you. And it's always a pleasure talking to you.
It's a pleasure talking to you, and it's going to get better. I also see some other things, Wanda, happening. They said to remember to hold and hug the sun. Your sun has a strength for you, and you always give. It's okay to take some, too. You've got to remember that there's where your real strengths lie, and that energy of unconditional love is there with your family. You're going to get through. I see a little bit of you being tired. I see December being a little bit more of a struggle. They said do not get overstressed out. Just let it roll however it rolls in December. You're going to have a friend that's upset, and you're going to let that friend start to get you upset. And then you're going to have to just laugh it off and realize that sometimes people just, some things happen. It'll all roll over, and they said as you go into January and February, you're going to get a little bit of a more blessing. There's some financial that's tucked away. They're joking. They said there's some money tucked away in an old pants pocket somewhere, and they're making jokes about it.
Oh, geez, I got to do laundry.
Okay. Well,
thank you so much, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you, and bless you, Wanda. She always
bless
makes
you
it.
Too. Thank you.
Thank you. And there's one of our Georgia friends. Boy, this is our Georgia night going right into it. Now we're going to give us a few minutes. We found, before we get to the next Georgia one, there's actually another person that got in here. 717, you got in. How are you tonight?
Good evening, Jethro.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Really good. And I'm glad to see you. Now, this is not a Georgia peach, but this is still a peach of her own. This is our Corrine.
Thank you. Know who it is.
Yes, and we're having a home week. They were the only ones that could get through, I think, with the phones. We're having such chaotic energy tonight.
Yeah, when's Aurora coming on, do you know? She's getting a little bit later.
She said she was coming on a little bit later, and she asked me earlier to let him know, and we've not had anybody call her. So if you get a chance, let her know that the show is going on. I know that she was not feeling too well. I'm really kind of a little concerned, but she told me and I felt she'd be on. So we're kind of hoping. She said she'd come on. She was going to interview Patty tonight. Patty was not feeling well. And then when I talked to Aurora about an hour before the show, she said she would be here.
Mm-hmm. And as far as I know, she was going to be too. So I can give her a call for you. No problem.
Thank you.
I do have a question for you tonight, if possible.
Oh, yes.
I'm having some sibling issues as well with one of my brothers. And I wanted to see if you got anything regarding that. I will give you my birth date if you wish.
Yes.
February 11th.
Yes. Yeah. Corrine, I'm seeing with the brother, I'm seeing the brothers, some things have started to happen there and some memories and some other things. And you were actually like this other person that was talking earlier too. You went through some very sad things as a child. You did not have that happy hand-me-silver things and that beauty little Barbie lifestyle. You had a lot of intense things happen. But I see that this brother is seeming to be really upset right now that he really don't have them to take it out on. I feel like there's something with your parents that they're not, like he could take it out on some of the things that happened. And he seems to be pushing your buttons because it's not real again. It's the same thing that the other person was talking about. I don't understand the financial with him. It looks to me like there's something different that happened with him financial than what happens with you working all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're telling me that this is really rooted there, and it's gonna be one of those things that's gonna fester in the sad part, that it's gonna have to come out, and then the really hard part of the tears and the other things coming is, you don't. If you did something wrong, you would take it, Corrine, but you really haven't, and it's nothing that's real. It's another situation that some of this stuff is, okay, I'm hurting, and so I'm going to take it out on the one I love. Hmm. They're showing me a lot of energy and a lot of not making sense, that I worry, I feel like, does your brother do something like either alcohol or something? There's something medicating him.
Not to my knowledge, but it's possible. It keeps a lot hidden, as well as his emotions and feelings about our past. You know, I don't think he's ever dealt with anything. So, you know, that has a lot to do with it as well, I'm sure.
Well, I wondered, because the guys are telling me also, as you're going through the whole energy and the whole intent of what's happening, they're not kidding anybody. They said the whole strength with you and him is, I do feel that. I think there's something you're going to find out later that's being kept a little bit to himself. And before you guys write me and tell me I do this stuff and it never hurt me and I don't, you know, I chewed paint when I was a child and I don't glow in the dark, I'm going to tell you, I'm not saying bad or good. I'm just saying in this case, there's something a little bit in the back going on a little bit that for Corrine, I think she's going to find out. And the really ironic thing, Corrine, is as pretty hip as you are and the way you are with things, had he talked to you, you'd probably be the first one to kind of recognize and get him to a little bit of help. Because there's something going on here with, I feel like he was medicating, okay? You know, some people will say, well, I'm a social drinker, but I feel this is something like that. I feel like he's doing something there, and it's causing, it's not getting the grief or the depression out. I do think he was hurt when he was little, and I think, unfortunately, you, as protective as you've been of Aurora and me and all of your friends, I can imagine you as a kid. I bet you were a bulldog. I mean, you were probably... Nobody messed with your people, not if they were wise, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel. And I feel something happened there, and I think it's going to come out, and I think the real energy is going to come out with you, too, that it's going to be, this happened, and it's not your fault. But, like, a lot of times you see this with children. They're not mad at the abuser or the person. They're mad at the protector. Because they're like, well, you should have been there for me. I do a lot of advocacy, and it's like the most common thing, you go in the house and that kid's looking at one of the parents and going, you know, you're in trouble. It's because that's the parent they love, and that's the one who didn't protect them from the other one. It's really, and I feel there's something going on with you and your brother that's going to come out. They're telling me here in the next couple months.
Okay.
Yeah. And Corrine, I'm gonna, if you catch our psychic, we can get her in here. I don't know if she is, you know, and she talked about maybe having some health problems. And I thought she was okay, and I really feel, you know, sometimes we've been having a lot of technical difficulties, and some of us can get in and some can't with it.
Okay, well, I will make sure and give her a call for you to find out what's going on and have her give you a call.
Thank you, and it was good to talk to you up there, and stay warm up in the Maine area. She used to be in Florida, now in the cold area.
Yep. Thanks so much, Jethro. I appreciate your time. You take care.
Thank you. Take care and bless you. We always love hearing from our friends. And there's Corrine, our little angel worker. And we're going into all of the friends. Speaking of friends, all of you have had a chance to look on psychicsgonewild.com. Very proud of it. Look at the site. You'll see our best are all there. You always want to hear about where we are. You want to get those deals. Grab on in there. We've got the psychic specials going on in there. We've got the coffee in there. We've got even the greatest, coolest poetry. And we've got some artwork being added. So always check in there daily. We're going to be featuring some of our past guests and some of our friends. One of our friends and one of our best one is Jan Drake Bach. And we were so excited. She's one of our phenomenal friends and people here that we just love. And she's going to be putting her poetry on there as our feature poetress. And I think that was what you would call her. She's a poet, so we know it. And I think a girl would be a poetress to me. So if I'm incorrect, don't call your teacher. Just say no, Jethro. But she's going to be on. We've got quite a few of you callers who've been waiting patiently. Hang on here just a few minutes, because I just looked down, and guess who I see on here? I see our Aurora. How are you doing? Hello? I guess Aurora is still having a little bit of technical difficulties. We're going to go right into the next part of going through our phones. And what we've been having happen here, like I said, is a lot of technical difficulties. Let's just do, here's a Skype caller. How are you doing, Skype? Can you hear us? Hello?
Yes.
How are you tonight?
Fine, are you?
Really good. This is Psychic Jethro, and you've called Psychics Gone Wild.
Fine, are you?
Really good. Having a lot of fun, and just we're trying to be wild, but we're having more fun with the blog talk, trying to be getting them to let us play.
Hello?
Yes, and you are?
Oh, I'm Rosemaria.
Rosemaria, I am so glad you called in. We are doing a little bit of mini readings. I can do a little bit here with you. I'm picking up with you, Rosemaria, that I'm getting a little bit of aches and pain here with you. I'm going to have...
Kinda.
Okay, give me your date of birth and talk to me just a little bit here. I feel like I'm hurting a little bit.
12/31.
Okay, Rosemaria, I feel like you have been going through some other energies with you right now. Your life is having one of those times where you just want to go, who is at the door? Tell them to go away. That's what I'm getting with you. I'm picking up that you're in a situation where you are wanting and needing, you needed a vacation. You need some time of fun. The guides are telling me that you're also going into some other times, too, of your life where you were working on some things that you had happen and you thought you were going into a different part of life. I keep getting with you, Rosemaria, that your guides have pretty much always handled with you a lot of energy, and they're telling me that you're recuperating here.
A little bit.
Yeah, getting back on the horse again, old Rosemaria. Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I do feel that you're going to also, 2013 is going to be a lot stronger. 2012 was not pretty for you. I feel like it was one of those years where if you'd have known it when you first started out, you probably would have just chose another number and said, you know, send me that a gift certificate. I'll do that later.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm feeling there. And I also, Rosemaria, I need you to go ahead. Give me a specific question you want to look at, because I'm picking up a lot of energy there, but it looks like to me that it's not all actually handled. It just seems to be a problem.
Question like you said, like I need a vacation. I just came back from Summit and everything else over the summer. I just came back not too long ago, a couple weeks ago.
I'm glad. You didn't get. You need another one. What is that? They just kind of got you going there. Is this the work? I feel like what I'm feeling with you is I feel like there's a lot happening, and it just never seems to stop.
From over the summer?
Yeah.
It hasn't been finished. My question is, like, the past relationship and, not relationship, like a friendship, sort of, and work-related. From there.
Okay.
And if I'm going back.
Okay. And you mean back to the relationship?
Not really the friendship and work related where I was over the summer.
Okay. That's what I get, and I feel like that. I do feel like you're at this point of your life where it is time for you to really get a strong relationship. I see the friendship still, like you said, but kind of going back. They are telling me that you're going to be going back and doing some things there with it is. You were at a content, but it's like it was a whirlwind. It was like one of those things that you're sitting back now going, wait a minute, where am I at now? And it's still going through it. They're telling me that the work seems to be you're looking for work.
Yes.
And it's, you know, one of those things that you are a good worker, a hard worker, a good person. It's just trying to get a hold of a place that's going to financially pay you. It's get a hold of a job that's got to let you in the door, because it seems like where you are, the economy seems to be going through some kind of crazy crunch.
Pretty much.
That's what I'm getting. That's a shame. And there's some of the places in the country. I know you guys all like, you know, Jethro's drinking. I'm like, only iced tea, you know, the natural kind. But I do, there's places in this country really, really financially doing well. And there's a couple of places that are just booming. But the thing that's even better with the economy and what I've seen is that we've hit bottom last year. We're coming out of it. And I'm not saying that in any electional thing or anything. I'm just saying that as a psychic, we're coming out of it. Those of us know. And I do feel bad for you, Rosemaria, because I see what's happened. It's like all of us, we run through every each and avenue trying to find work. And there. It's just that you're looking out there, and a lot of the jobs that they've had, we've proven this before, a lot of these jobs aren't getting replaced because of the economy. Now they're going to start replacing them. We're going to see this coming out. I feel that you're good in customer service.
Customer service?
Like people, and I keep seeing you like taking money as a waitress, cashier, or something, food.
That's not what I do.
Okay. Well, I try to get you a different career. Listen to you. Maybe I'm hungry again. That's Jethro for you. But I'm feeling you've got, I feel like you've got some things happening that are going to be taken off for you in that area. And I do see this next couple months going through a little bit more of getting you ready for that. And then I do see you kind of going into a job that I see you really going to getting in with the work and having the better part for your life, and that's having some things there financially coming up. I just think they're not showing me what you're doing. That's where I kept getting this, and I keep seeing a place that looks like, and I'm not sure, obviously, if you're not working in that where you're getting like a hostess or a cashier, but I keep seeing this money. I see you're doing real well in that area. I keep seeing that like you're there, and this is a positive for you that you're working like, it looks like a desk clerk at a banquet place. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I keep seeing food, and I'm liking it. I like to eat food, everybody knows. But I'm also seeing something else with you happening that I see you're kind of going through this now, and I think this is a temp thing. I think this does this for a while, and then I see you going back into some of the better stuff that'll make you happy.
Gotcha. Like you in know. My field, what I studied.
Yeah. And give me your degree, because I feel it, but just say it.
My bachelor's, information systems with DOD.
Well, excellent. See, and this is the frustrating thing. You do have my prayers, because here I am, and I could see when I said this to you, you're like, are you Lulu, man? It's like, no, I'm just saying this is going to happen for a little bit. You know, it's like people go in and do a job like that long enough to get them a little bit up, and then as it goes, I see that degree working really well here. And that's what they were saying with 2013. I see like February of 2013, someone grabbing onto you going, hey, and you're where you should have been. And where you're supposed to be. You're very smart. You're a very intense person. You're very good on the end. And that degree right now should be putting you up there. And what I'm feeling is that you've put in for the jobs, but it's just the crazy thing of the economy.
Gotcha. If for the U.S., where am I going to go overseas again?
I feel you're going to be overseas again.
Soon.
They keep telling me February. I know you're like, soon, I would like to. They kept saying it would be like at the beginning of the year, and then you get over there, you're going in February. It's like everything seems to really take off for you after like January the 10th. It seems like it's just, and that's why I was getting this stuff here now. And I know everybody's like, oh my gosh, you just told this person to work a job like that with a degree. I'm just saying to get through the holidays. I also feel like it also would give a little of experience and get you a little broke pattern of the energy's got you right now because of your degree and everything. You're very clever with it. You've got other things. It would break the little bit of energy and pull you back into what you really wanted to do. And that was, you need to be back out with people. They keep telling me that you're a good, very good person, but you need to be dealing and being around people that are more, a little more laid back, because you're pretty intense sometimes. Don't get offended, but you need to kind of just do that little relaxed, ha-ha, silly time a little bit. Sometimes you're like, you've had it going so intense that you're ready. They also said that love's going to be very much there with you with the fact that next year, one way or another, you're going to be landed. You're going to be in a relationship if they have to shoot you and bring you down. They're going to put you in a relationship.
With somebody I know already, or?
Mm-mm, no, this is going to be with someone that they really wanted you with. The guys are going to put a new one there, because they said what's happened so far is things have just kind of never really gotten any stronger, and it's time. Some people are meant to be in relationships, and you're one. You're one that's got that kind of energy, and they're going, we're going to put her in a relationship.
Gotcha. The past friendship that I have, is he ever going to call back and knows what he did wrong with me?
I and it's ironic when you said it. I did feel that earlier with a little bit of emotion there, and I thought that's who you were taking you to the restaurant. I was like, whoa, here we go. You know, like, you have to take me out and act right. But I feel like I need you to say his first name.
His nickname or his first name?
Nickname, if he went by that with you.
Lelo.
See, I do see him going through some other energy with you, and I do see him going through other parts that they're telling me that he thinks of you, and I do see him talking to you. I do see him getting a hold of you. But it's going to take a little bit for him to really kind of realize. He kind of was like left with a little bit of what happened. And yet he had to realize, you know, it's like sometimes he wasn't getting it. It's not that he was, you know, shallow, but it's just like he wasn't getting sometimes other people's feelings. He was very much into what he was wanting.
Gotcha. That he was never interested in me or just...
He was interested in you. Don't kid yourself here. It's just what happened is he was interested and then he kind of got himself where his mind was not... And I'm not defending this because I don't want to get in trouble because of my sex, but some men, especially my sex, we don't react to things the way we should. It's not a good or bad thing. It's just what happens. And what the guys are telling me is as things were happening for you and other things were going on, you and him began to have other situations in your life where he has basically done this with you. He's put you in... a situation where you weren't his interest, and it wasn't a bad thing for him because his mind wasn't doing it. It was bad for the rest of the world and for you because you got hurt out of it. And I think that what's happened is, I think that he does think of it. I do think that what also kind of clicked there is that, you know, he has done this a little bit with the fact. It's called, I call it male's mentality. But what it is sometimes we do things and actions and stuff without clicking, and then we go, whoa, because of the sensitive side, you know, which everyone teases, you know, we want a balanced person. I think you are pretty balanced. I think you're pretty strength, and yet you're soft, and you're a balanced person. I think that's what happened. And I do feel the really sad thing is that, you know, you were a good, valued person with him, and that's where I do get him thinking of you, but I also really sadly get the really hard thing that's happened is it's going to take a hurt for him to realize, you know, you've got to think of others in relationship. It was like he also kind of was like a little awkward with you. I think he wasn't really getting that you were really real. You know, it wasn't just a passing fancy. You were a keeper, you know, what we call a keeper.
So he was interested, but he, at that moment, lost interest, basically.
I feel like he pretty much got himself distracted, got other things going, and that's what hurt you. And I see also what also gone on with you, too, is that a lot of times we call that the conquest or the energy. As soon as this was going, you know, you were the conquest, the energy, and then won't, and it's nothing bad you did. Sometimes it's the male energy. Sometimes I think we were banged on the head. You know, they always said the men were doing the cave whacking. Well, I think we were bouncing it back and getting hit on the head ourselves, you know.
Gotcha. So I guess eventually he'll call me, and he knows what he did wrong, I guess, with me over the summer.
I do feel that, and I do feel the really sad thing for you is I think that as things are going on, you know, going into some of your stuff too, is that something else is happening, and it's like they're not going to be able to do this too because they're going to also start getting your strength, and they're going to be able to, the guides and the angels are going to be able to click with you, and you're going to go with someone different, and you're a good person, and I'm going to put the prayers to you because I see what he did. I can feel the hurt from you, and it was uncalled for, and yes, if he was, you know, if he was our child, we'd ground him and put him over in the corner. But the angels instead take and do other ways of handling it. And I see you're going to end up with a blessed person next year that's going to really love you like you loved him.
Gotcha.
So I hope to Rosemary, and I got to run because there's other people going. But thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild, and follow us. Call us again, and we're going to keep the prayers out. When you're in the other country, you can call us, and we're going to be putting them out. We want to hear next year when this happens. We better get an invitation to something hot.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Thank you and bless you. And you guys have been calling in Psychics Gone Wild. And I want to welcome the really fun thing that we have tonight. We had a lot of technical difficulties. We had a guest that couldn't make it. We had some energies. I think we had actually our other hostess on tonight. And she... we'll be on Aurora Rose, and she went and had a very cool experience, and we were all really impressed with it, is that she was able to see Chip Coffee and a few other people there in Kentucky, and we can't wait to hear from her. We are experiencing a lot of energies right now, those of you. If you're having upsetness, doubt, or energy, it's the really strong thing to do is to look within, and always, like we always do, read with your heart, feel with your heart, see what's going on. That's what's happening with this transition. A lot of other energies. Uranus is going backwards. Other ones are going backwards. Our blessings and our other work, Jupiter, is going to start to do this. So that's going to cause all of us to have doubt energies. Work. Those of you who read about 2012 and all the ascension and all the work, this is exactly what we were headed to. The Christ white energies here, we're all being developed. We're going to the new part. It's not comfortable. If you want to climb out of your skin, if you're ready to quit that job, if you've had enough of your place, you're in an ascension work. The best thing and what we always encourage is to hold your ground, because we're finding out there's worse places out there. As I was saying earlier, there's places that are blooming and having. I have a lot of contact with people. I can tell you right now that where I'm in Florida is not really that intense. It's kind of a Kaj one, where I was casual, where that's my expression, Kaj. But it's like also in Colorado, I've heard of really the jobs are really out there. There's a lot of possibilities. It's happening real well. Everyone knows Colorado Springs almost burnt down. They had a lot of problems there. I've heard from a lot of other friends and people that it's busy. They're doing a lot of growth. They're doing real build because they're rebuilding. So, you know, take things into accordance if you're at a spot. Never really rush during a planet transition like this when we have four major planets transcending, because that's when you really need to do that guidance. Get with your psychic, get with your healers, take a little time and see, what are we doing? Where am I going? What do I want to do? A lot of my friends and family have been getting contact and back and forth letting me know that this is a time they're realizing really the gratefulness. You know, where did you go when these times were hard? So, this has been our Georgia night, our third Georgia caller, 478-978. How are you tonight?
Doing good.
This is Psychic Jethro, and I welcome you.
Thank you. This is my first time on here.
Cool, rocking. You called Psychic Sun? Wow. This is Psychic Jethro. Thank you. Thank you, and make sure you push the right link and follow us so you can do it. You've stayed with us through most of the show, and I guess you obviously either liked us or the TV broke, right?
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. I heard you say y'all was really good, so I wanted to call because I figured y'all could help me.
No, thank you. You know, and check out my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, and it makes me feel very good that you heard I was good. You brought tears to my eyes. It's been a hard week for Psychic Jethro. Go ahead and give me your name and your date of birth, and we'll go from there.
My name is Tiffany, and my birthday is July the 28th, 86.
Okay, Tiffany, when I start to pick up the energy with you, I'm getting a lot happening with you that you have some people that are just really petty to you right now. There's something going on here. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot going on right now.
Man, you are not joking. You didn't call me with just a little cup of coffee. This is like a lot happening. There's the relationship thing. Let's just start there, Tiffany. Let's start with the relationship. They're showing me with the energy that right now you're it's like if you've ever seen someone wear snowshoes, I come from the Rocky Mountains. They're showing me that you're like wearing snowshoes in sand. So
yeah.
What's happening is it's dragging you down. It's really different. And yet you tried to kind of get away from the relationship. You kind of went woo. And I feel like somebody is kind of working this with you. Somebody's.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what his problem is, but a good kick in the keister wouldn't hurt right there. I got to be honest, because it's not even the working the responsibilities. It isn't all about whatever titles and character. What it's about is you really care here, and you're getting confused stories here. There's something here going a little confused.
You're right on spot.
That's what I'm getting, and we need to look at this because because I feel this, and I got to be really blunt with you. What your guides are showing me is they're saying you need to sit back and do a little watching here. There's something else happening here, and you know what? If you got to realize you are all that, it's like okay, you want to be with me, then here's some guidelines. Here's what I'm looking at, you know. And it's nothing wrong with putting up a little bit of some things, because what I feel the other part they said you've got else happening is you're being real stressed here, and I don't feel that you should be. There's something about where you work, something about trying to get you into a work.
Yes.
And that's
yes,
the next.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah.
That's what they're telling me, and they're saying that this is also another point here to be made, too, that, you know, you've got to get by, but there's something here going on with you. You're a person that should be working and doing some other stuff, and if you just had a little bit of help and support here, you could do better. You're kind of stuck right now in this, like, grinder.
Oh, yes, I am.
That's what they're telling me, and they said that you are helping some other people there, too. Now, who is this other family? Is this his family or yours?
It's his family. I'm with his family, and I have a newborn baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I'm kind of all stuck right here. And then I have a recent past, a family member passed just recently. So I'm in between families right now.
That's what I'm getting here. And I really, okay, now you got the newborn baby. You guys are in between family. And his family is basically like this? Are these people just wake up out of the sand? What are they? I mean, they're like little pinchy crawdads. They're, you know, it's like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I feel like you and him are trying to work together. The people that are nice, be nice. The ones who are indifferent, just hold on. Because I feel like the angels of you and your baby are going to work with you. They're telling me that you're headed and you're going to be doing some real strong here. You're going to do it some things, Tiffany. This is part of where, you know, it isn't just the work. Now, this man is, I feel, you really love this man?
Yes.
Okay. Because this man is also got to get with it. He's got to grab on to what else he wants to do, and then that's what's going to help you and your family. It's like you guys are a family now, and there's something going on here. I'm not being rude or mean. Everyone knows I have a southern name, and I've heard it. I got to be honest with you, Tiffany. He's got to do the old saying. He's got to tend his business. He's got to turn around and say, this is my family. This is my Tiffany. This is my baby. And we're going to, that's what I'm getting, and that's what I was saying about the kick and the keister. Because what we got here going on is you've got all these other factors of people, and you know, you can love your family, and I'm very much a family person, but I would no more let my family tell me what to run with my thing than fly over the moon backwards. And what I get happening here is I get that you two are being pulled, and I think that this is confusing him. He's trying to help the family, he's trying to do this, and they're, you know, the best way to do it is to have a little distance from the family, and people, I know this is like Omver, you know, and I come from Native American. They say you leave the tribe and you're disinherited. Well, you know what? I guess I'm disinherited because I want to live where I don't have mama and daddy in my nose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm feeling. You're a good person, and I feel like now your family has also gotten some energies too, that for you and him to make it, it's taken both of you to work together. Is there a place where you are going to end up? Is he planning on buying a place there or building a place?
Well, right now we're living with his mom and trying, and we might be moving with mine, so we don't know what's going on right now, living situation. It's just we don't know what we're doing yet.
But I feel it's going to get a little better. I also see you two doing the other part of, you know, once you get your own place and other things happening. I do see him. It's very frustrating. And, you know, you have my blessings. It's hard to make it. It is hard. I also see that you do really love him, and I'm going to put the blessings there with it. But, you know, it's like he's going to have to put his foot down, and that may mean on some solid quite a few hours of work, you know. I always laughed at my two sons because their first couple years when they were born, I saw them very lightly. You know, I mostly sometimes slept with them as they were children. It's like, here, I got to see the kids then, because you really got to build that base. I see that he really loves you. I do see that what's going on is it's kind of like you guys just got the new baby, you got all this happening, and I see with you kind of getting it, it's going to get out, but you're going to both be kind of putting a little extra work. They also are telling Tiffany, that one thing you might look at is you have some really good skills of some things that you do where you could do some crafts this time of year in the fall, and looking at some things where you could come up with a little bit of ideas and working with one of the moms here and get into a place and get a place where you sell it. You bring the baby with you. You're sitting there at a table, and I see you. It looks like they're really kind of nice decorative things that you're selling. I'm not saying go out and spend $100 on beads. Please don't do that. I've had a relationship like that.
like doing crafts, so yeah.
I could see you put some together, some affordable light ones, and go and get a couple things like that and do some of it. Come up with some little creative things, and like I said, I'm not saying put a whole bunch into it. Put lightly into it. Get a small tables, make a little money, make both of you happy, and have tidings for you and him put back a little bit for later for you guys' future. And I see you're kind of stressing out a little bit, and you kind of need to be creative to do it. I have sisters and I have family. When they get really uptight and stressed, I have a sister that she'll paint. She goes in and does embroidery. She does, you know, quilts. She's slipping out stuff out of there like it's a machine shop, and it's like, oh, my gosh. But what's happening is she's getting rid of the stresses, and when she comes out of it, she's happy. You're that same kind of person. You need to be – your hands need to be busy, and they're getting to you with everything. We've got a few minutes left. We're going to go off the air. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Bless everyone. Thank you for listening in. Tiffany, call us, follow us. Thank you. Bless you.
I will. Thank you.